Shiva, Guru, and Krishna, then they'll be decorated with qualification. But they're not taking that that honor themselves. The honor goes to Guru immediately. That's how the parampara works. Someone offers something, and says, "Oh, thank you very much. Now I have so much more than I had before." It goes to Guru immediately, just reflex, just instantly, transparently, it goes to Guru. So yes, you're right, the instructor in the classroom has to help the student, especially in this age. I just was, a little report from America, one student from IIT Bombay, Prasanna Jog. I don't know if any of you know him. Anyone here know him? Chitendra?
I think I know.
You think you know him. He's from South. I think he's from Bangalore. Anyway, very, very thin glasses, dark black glasses, petite form. Anyway, he's doing some PhD work in Texas. I think Rice University in Houston. And he's appalled by what gross, flagrant disrespect the students have for their teachers in the classroom. Beware, those of you that may do some further studies in America. Total disrespect. And he said, and not only that, every one of the four regular principles, all day long, they're breaking in the classroom or in the laboratory. I don't care. Because anyway. So, that's not very good. One may learn something, but one will learn the wrong something in that atmosphere. So, out of service. Because you're the servant. You can even have like a double understanding, another level of intelligence going all the time, a transcendental intelligence. That if by spiritual quality, persons can come to respect you because you're a devotee, they'll get spiritual benefit. They won't be thinking, I'm going to get spiritual benefit if I respect my professor. They'll think something else. But nonetheless, they'll get spiritual benefit. It'll make their mind more receptive for hearing transcendental message by that spiritual benefit they've derived unknowingly. It's a fact. It's not only in a professor position, before a pre-professor position now. If you act in a Vaishnava manner and others appreciate, they may not know what it is that they're appreciating, but just there's something about this person. The quality of this person is something very nice. Spiritual benefit will be derived by that person. Make it more, it'll increase their opportunity next time they do hear some invitation to some class or discourse or kirtan or something or other. Their heart will be more inclined for that. Service, but you're doing it just as a service to humanity. Internally, so that your relationship with Krishna can be awakened, but it's all benedictory all at the same time. Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. So nice. Anything? Yes.
When Arjuna kills his enemies in the battlefield, of course you understand he's acting with compassion, but in such a situation, how does one express that kind of humility? It seems to be a contradictory position.
No. That's the initial position. Was Arjuna thinking it's contradictory? But when he realized this is what Krishna wants, you do Krishna's work, that's benedictory. You're an instrument, you're a servant, and the question that you're raising is the question that I know that you sometimes ask questions for the benefit of the audience, not just for your own, you know, a personal doubt, but the apparent contradictoriness of the Supreme Lord inducing Arjuna, Prabhupada said, he's inducing him to anger, because after all, how can you fight to death unless there's some anger? It's not just, you know, like you might be fooling around with somebody in the, out in the lawn, you know, like play wrestling. It's death. The loser dies. And he was fighting like a Maharati. He was, you know, thousands of persons he can take on. So, for Krishna, not Rajagun, but for Krishna. Because Krishna wants this. It's good for them because Krishna wants this. They'll be relieved of, because religious principle is the principle that's involved, and because Krishna wants this religious principle applied, their greatest benefit will come. Now, in our case, our fighting is not with weapons, but our fighting is with the holy name and the associate Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hustamita. So what is the Sangopangastra Parshadam? So that's our, the equivalent for us is that kind of unflinching compassion without any hesitation, not mental, not thinking, well, you know, they may not like it. One can try to introduce in the most palatable possible way, but our determination shouldn't be deviated at all. The doctor has to apply the scalpel because it's for the patient's welfare. So some in any thing that you might have some hesitation because the other person may not understand, or by common sense of morality, it's just not, you know, not nice. In many cases, there are reasons why things that are considered not nice are not to be done, because they're not nice. But if it's very clear from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra that it's to be done, then without hesitation. Yes. Yes. Out of context question. Okay.
So, a devotee asked me a question regarding the Panchatattva.
Regarding the?
Panchatattva. Srivasa Pandit is an incarnation of Mahavishnu.
Srivasa Pandit?
Yeah.
Try Narada Muni.
Huh?
Yeah, Advaita Acharya.
Sorry, Advaita Acharya.
Okay. Are all what?
Youthful. They exhibit the 60 qualities, so that he is only youthful, ever youthful.
Okay.
And there it is. I could tell him that it's inconceivable.
He is. Mahavishnu is always youthful.
So how come here in this
incarnation? It's Leela. He appeared before Mahaprabhu. He called for Mahaprabhu's descent. Therefore, he was elder. In Leela, he was elder. Which is older, Balaram or Krishna? In Leela, one appears before the other, but they're eternal and ever youthful. In Leela, Advaita Acharya appeared prior to. Haridas Thakur appeared prior to. How is that? Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahma. And he appeared before Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna? That's pretty backwards. It's Leela. To assist in his Leela in that particular way, he was elder. Yes?
The point that the devotee was making was, why does he look old? He should look young even if he's...
Leela. Mahaprabhu, it was this transcendental part of their leela that Mahaprabhu was offering always respect to Advaita Acharya because he was his elder, because he was the godbrother of his spiritual master. His spiritual master and Advaita Acharya were both initiated by the same person, Madhavendra Puri. And so, you can look old, that's okay. Yes. I mean, my goodness, Gadadhar Pandit is, in Madhurya Ras. How come he doesn't have a form of a female? What's going on here with Chaitanya's Leela? So it's not to be understood in that mundane manner. Yes. Yes, with Radharani capital also. All right? Okay. See the Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah.